Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
The time now is 7:17. Large queues formed on Henry Street and Grafton Street yesterday as shoppers picked up some last minute essentials before the lockdown came in. While others got what will be their last haircut for 6 weeks, it was the busiest that the city centre has been in months, and our reporter Barry White spoke to business owners and shoppers out and about yesterday evening.
Hey, I'm Steve Graham from Graham Shoes. That's right, yeah, we probably close around 7 o'clock. Today, you know, maybe a bit later depending on how busy it is, but yeah, we'd be closed then for 6 weeks, like, unfortunately, you know. We, I suppose, not hugely surprising, but 6 weeks is a long time, you know. We're handing a lot of business over to Amazon, I think, by doing what we're doing at the moment, especially with Black Friday coming, all the rest, you know, that will really affect us, you know. Oh, it's hard to put a figure on it, like, but we lose 100% of the revenue, you know, in the bricks and mortar. We have shops in Carlow and Kilkenny as well, so they're going to equally suffer, you know. So it's challenging for all businesses around. And city centre has been found it very hard because of all the office workers haven't been working here, they're working remotely. So between them not being here for footfall in the city centre, then also on top of that, you have the no tourists, you know. So the hotels are all empty. So footfall in the city has particularly been decimated since the pandemic started, more so than the suburbs, you know.
Patrick Sheary, Menswear, and I'm Paddy Sheary. Me personally, I just am accepting it. It is what it is. I have to deal with it, I have to get on with it, and I have to get over it. How am I going to get through it? Is I'm doing virtual fittings. People are ringing me. I'll deliver them out personally myself because I can be deemed a delivery service. And you just have to take a deep breath and try your best to get through it.
Well, the city centre was jammed last night as retail outlets closed. They'll now be shut for at least 6 weeks. It was definitely busier than it has been in the last few months, as shoppers went out to get some last-minute essentials.
Well, I think for families with children, I think it's very hard for the likes of Smiths. Everyone's in panic buying, and I think that's very hard on families and people that haven't got the money. I mean, there is people now under a crisis now with the... A lot of them been on the payment, you know, and trying to get the ties for Christmas. And
there's quite a big queue outside Penny's here. You're in it. Are you in doing a bit of last-minute
shopping? I'm
going
in to get my pyjamas and my coat just in case I get the COVID and end up in the hospital.
Oh, I don't think it should be closing. I think you should be keep your distance the way it has been going.
To be honest with you, I used to do click and collect in the last lockdown, and I wasn't happy with it at all because I had my little fella's birthday on the 9th of May, and it took 3 or 4 days. He was very disappointed, a little boy, on his birthday.
You have a trolley here full of toys. Just tell us what you've bought.
So I bought basically, I have a little boy, we have a little boy, he's 4, so we bought all of his Transformers, his Power Rangers and stuff like that. And then we have a little girl as well, so I bought some Peppa Pig stuff as well.
Are you disappointed that the shops are closing now for 6 weeks?
To be honest with you, I am, especially with it coming up to Christmas and Santa and stuff like that. The children has already been, you know, like, they've had a wild couple of months, and now, like, what's going on? It's just incredible. Like, I don't think Smith should have been closed, if I'm being honest. People are looking to keep gyms open and stuff like that, but, like, we have to do Santa.
But it's not just retail that has had to close their doors. Hairdressers and barbers have also been forced to close again.
My name is Sam Donnelly and I'm the owner of Sam's Barbers Ireland. I'm disappointed, but to be honest, I'm not surprised that they're closing us down again for the way people have been behaving the last few months. I've been knocking around town the last 2 days and I've never seen a more compliant society at the moment. It took them the threat of closing again for people to actually, you know, get their shit together, excuse the French. I only wish the government had got their shit together sooner and made. I see the rules have come out today where, you know, you can actually fine people for what not wearing masks in shops and stuff like that. And I think it's about time. If they'd taken their hard approach a few months ago, I don't think us guys here are going to have to be shut down for a second time in 1 year.
I've been around the city today. There's a mad rush for the shops. Is it the same here in the barbers?
Well, we anticipated that we would have been closed by at least Thursday, so we put a weekend staff on for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we've been solidly booked for the 3 days, but that's no consolation that we're going to be shut for 6 weeks.
Yeah, pretty much last minute, just get before we go back into lockdown again, just said I may as well get it done one last time.
Yeah, it's just they're always very safe in here. Like, I've come in here once every month now, and you know, everyone's wearing masks, and it always just feels safe. So it should be something that probably should be kept open a little bit longer.
Yeah, do you think they should? Barbers should be kept open?
Yeah, like, I don't think it's really a problem. You know, once everyone's safe, wears their masks, wash their hands, does all this, you know, I think it's safe enough to keep it going.
And that was reporter Barry White out and about in Dublin city centre last evening.